September 22nd. And now as we turn our attention to the New Testament, today we begin a brand new book. We'll be reading in Ephesians, beginning, of course, at chapter 1, verses 1 through 23. It talks about the salvation being from God. It's of God. Man does not save himself, for salvation is of the Lord. You receive spiritual blessings from the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit. And in Jesus Christ, you have all you need for life and service. We'll read about salvation being all of grace. It's all grace. Paul emphasizes this point throughout the letter, especially in chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Grace is God's favor bestowed on people who do not and cannot deserve it. We'll read that salvation is for God's glory. God saves sinners not to solve their problems, but to bring glory to himself. The church will glorify him for all eternity. And we'll read that salvation reveals God's greatness. Ask God to open your spiritual eyes to see the greatness of his power. You know, he will. Jesus is alive and has conquered every enemy. You may draw on his power to meet every need in life. And now let's begin our reading in the book of Ephesians, beginning at chapter 1. September 22nd, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 23. This letter is from Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. It is written to God's holy people in Ephesus, who are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. May grace and peace be yours, sent to you from God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we belong to Christ. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the wonderful kindness he has poured out on us because we belong to his dearly loved Son. He is so rich in kindness that he purchased our freedom through the blood of his Son, and our sins are forgiven. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. God's secret plan has now been revealed to us. It is a plan centered on Christ, designed long ago, according to his good pleasure. And this is his plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because of Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us from the beginning, and all things happen just as he decided long ago. God's purpose was that we who were the first to trust in Christ should praise our glorious God. And now you also have heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us everything he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. This is just one more reason for us to praise our glorious God. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for Christians everywhere, I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding so that you might grow in the knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the wonderful future he has promised to those he called. I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance he has given to his people. I pray that you will begin to understand the incredible greatness of his power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else in this world or in the world to come. And God has put all things under the authority of Christ. And he gave him this authority for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is filled by Christ, who fills everything everywhere with his presence.
Hey, great to see you again. I'm Dave, and we've been talking about the love of God. Aaron Rose was an 18-year-old boy on a family vacation in Honduras. He decided to go kayaking on the ocean, but the current took his kayak out, and the 15-foot waves capsized his kayak, and his paddle went floating away. Now Aaron was lost on the ocean. There were multiple boats, two airplanes, a helicopter searching all day and through the night. When they finally found Aaron, he had drifted over 50 miles out into the ocean. Can you imagine the relief in the father's heart when that call came over the radio? We found him. When Aaron recalled it, he said, "Being found was the most incredible moment of my life." But he was one person lost in an ocean. In contrast, I'm one person lost in an ocean of lost people. How do we even know that God's looking for us? I mean, there are 7 billion people who are walking the face of this earth. There are some estimates that say that there have been 108 billion people throughout the history of the world on this earth. Does the truth, "For God so loved the world," ever get you thinking in your low moments, "Yeah, but what about me?" If you've ever been to a lake in the evening time, full moon out, and you're right at the edge of the lake and you're looking out over all the way to the other side of the lake, you notice something. You notice that the light covers the entire length of the back part of the lake. But here's the cool part. Keep following that light path closer and closer to you across the lake, and you notice that it gets narrower and narrower and narrower until it's right between your feet, shining on you and no one else at that moment. So yeah, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. But Jesus also died for my sins. He rescued me. God found you. And you know how he found you? This is what it says in Ephesians. "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." The gospel, the good news of your salvation. This was a personal rescue mission. God was not out searching for a nameless, faceless blob of humanity. He was searching for you. As one pastor put it, Jesus took names to the cross. And do you know how he found you? It's when you heard the news of that rescue mission. And that's not something to take for granted. The fact that the God who put 108 billion people on this earth, he changed times and manipulated circumstances all so that you could hear this one message. Jesus died on the cross for you. Maybe you heard that message because 500 years ago, your great times 15 grandma was a little cuter than the average girl, and she won over that unbelieving boy's heart to hers as well as to God's. All so that God could find you in your baptism, could find you in the Word now. God looked out, and he thought you were worth it. So love found you.
Psalm 66, verses 1 through 20. "Come and praise." He invites the whole world to praise the Lord, because God loves the world and sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And as the old spiritual song, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hand," says, when you know Jesus as your Savior, you got something to sing about. But don't do it alone. Share the praise. And then "Come and See." This brief review of Israel's history mentions the Exodus, the conquest of Canaan, and the nation's times of trial. When you go through testing in the will of God, keep in mind that the same God who brings you in will see you through and make you better for having been in the furnace. And "Come and Sacrifice." Have you ever made promises to God when you've been in the furnace of suffering? Well, did you keep those promises? When the test was over, did you praise God for what you learned? And then finally, "Come and Hear." David wanted to tell others that God answers prayer. Worship should lead to witness to the glory of God. The Lord and David say, "Come." Psalm 66, verses 1 through 20. For the choir director, a psalm, a song. Shout joyful praises to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of His name. Tell the world how glorious He is. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Your enemies cringe before your mighty power. Everything on earth will worship you. They will sing your praises, shouting your name in glorious songs. Come and see what our God has done, what awesome miracles He does for His people. He made a dry path through the Red Sea, and His people went across on foot. Come, let us rejoice in who He is, for by His great power He rules forever. He watches every movement of the nations. Let no rebel rise in defiance. Let the whole world bless our God and sing aloud His praises. Our lives are in His hands, and He keeps our feet from stumbling. You have tested us, O God. You have purified us like silver melted in a crucible. You captured us in your net and laid the burden of slavery on our backs. You sent troops to ride across our broken bodies. We went through fire and flood, but you brought us to a place of great abundance. Now I come to your temple with burnt offerings to fulfill the vows I made to you. Yes, the sacred vows you heard me make when I was in deep trouble. That is why I am sacrificing burnt offerings to you, the best of my rams as a pleasing aroma. And I will sacrifice bulls and goats. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what He did for me. For I cried out to Him for help, praising Him as I spoke. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, my Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God, who did not ignore my prayer and did not withdraw His unfailing love from me. Proverbs 23, verses 25 through 28. So give your parents joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. Oh, my son, give me your heart. May your eyes delight in my ways of wisdom. A prostitute is a deep pit. An adulterous woman is treacherous. She hides and waits like a robber, looking for another victim who will be unfaithful to his wife.